A big challenge facing Democrats in the November election is the so-called enthusiasm gap. Many voters who backed President Obama 2 years ago may not even show up to vote this year. The president is making an effort to close that gap with a series of campaign rallies, like the one last night in Madison, Wisconsin. NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
Last night's rally was a kind of political time machine for President Obama. He and his audience were briefly transported back to 2008, when the candidate was rocking college campuses across the country.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The smiling, shirt-sleeved president stood in front of thousands of supporters outside the University of Wisconsin library. A bright blue banner overhead said, "Moving America Forward."
We need you to stay fired up, because there is an election on November 2nd that's going to say a lot about the future. Your future, and the future of our country.
College-aged voters played a big role in the last election, helping to propel Barack Obama into the White House. But polls suggest they're much less likely to vote in this year's midterms, a worrisome indicator for the Democrats. Mr. Obama acknowledged, with the tough economic times and the rancor in Washington, the hope and excitement of his 2008 election seem like a distant memory. But he urged his supporters not to give up on the political process.
The biggest mistake we could make right now is to let disappointment or frustration lead to apathy and indifference. That is how the other side wins. And I want everybody to be clear. Make no mistake. If the other side does win, they will spend the next 2 years fighting for the very same policies that led to this recession in the first place.
Democratic organizers tried to multiply the impact of last night's rally by staging watch parties around the country. Some Democratic candidates are keeping their distance from the president, but Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, who's in a tough re-election race, joined Mr. Obama in Madison. Feingold told the crowd of more than 20,000 he was happy to be there.
This doesn't look like an enthusiasm gap to me.
Many people in the crowd were wearing buttons or T-shirts from the 2008 campaign, including college sophomore Eric Lynn, who cast his first vote that year.
I wore this T-shirt on the night Barack Obama was elected.
Lynn said Mr. Obama hasn't necessarily lived up to all the expectations he held 2 years ago, but at least he said he's trying. Lynn thinks both the president and the country have had a lot of tough challenges thrown their way.
I have to admit, the party has been not as enthusiastic. I think all around people are down, except for the Tea Party. But Barack Obama's main thing was he stood for hope, and the Tea Party feeds on fear, and that's not something that I believe in.
Oh, I believe we're a better way.
Singer Ben Harper served as the president's warm-up act last night, just as he did on occasion 2 years ago. This time, Harper's voice had a wistful quality to it, as if his beliefs might have been tested. But Mr. Obama showed no such doubts.
I am telling you, Wisconsin, we are bringing about change, and progress is going to come, but you've got to stick with me. You can't lose heart.
The president plans to hold 3 more big rallies between now and Election Day. The success of this time machine will help to decide how much more time congressional Democrats have in power. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.